The stigma surrounding the AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s made for a dark time within the LGBTQ community, but it was also a powerful moment of mass mobilization to fight discrimination. Some wanted to force those with AIDS to quarantine or even carry around an ID card. With the rise of monkeypox, some like Jeremy Helf got with Phoenix Pride see echoes of an ugly past.
History has a tendency to repeat itself, even when that history was unfounded in the first place.
He says he worries that, like HIV and AIDS, monkeypox is perceived by the public as a, quote, gay disease. The monkeypox virus is spread through direct contact with an infectious rash, scabs, or body fluids. Most people recover in a matter of weeks without the need for medical treatment. Data shows the majority of cases to date are among men who had sex or close intimate contact with other men.
The fact that a particular outbreak occurred prevalently in one community at its start doesn't mean that it occurred because of that community, doesn't mean that it, quote unquote, came from that community, and certainly doesn't mean that it is limited to that community.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a guide to help reduce stigma around monkeypox. Suggestions include stressing that monkeypox can be acquired regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Whether you are a cis heterosexual female or you identify as queer, it's skin to skin. We all have skin. So, like, let's protect everybody and get vaccinated when you can.
That's Casey Simon, Director of Health Operations at the Southwest Center. Simon's group held a virtual town hall last month to talk about stigma, how to identify symptoms, and when and where to get vaccinated. The Southwest Center and Phoenix Pride are part of a community-wide effort to give out vaccines. Simon says men and women alike have been coming in for the shots.
To see that a different demographic was already coming in and getting vaccinated kind of shows me that maybe our acknowledgement of us not learning anything early on and how we've all been taking a lot of time to talk about the stigma again and, like, let's not repeat what we did last time, I think is at least something that's impacting how we're responding to this.